By the way, about World War One, although the another, you know, have to acknowledge the rare films that were made that were anti-war, and All Quiet on the Western Front is an example of an absolutely extraordinary film. Recently, I compared in some article I wrote about Saving Private Ryan, I compared Saving Private Ryan to All Quiet on the Western Front, about what I thought was the essential glorification of war, despite the mayhem, in Saving Private Ryan, and a very absolutely diamond-clear anti-war expression of All Quiet on the Western Front. And then there are all these issues connected with class and class conflict in America and class struggle in America. And yes, we've had movies in which deal with working class people, but it's always some individual person, the working class, who rises up out of his or her situation individually and makes it in American society. But the stories of Americans who organize and get together along class lines to oppose the powers that hold them down, that has been very, very rare. You do not see films about the struggles of the textile girls, the girls who went to work in the textile mills of Massachusetts, of Lowell and Lawrence, who went in the... Well, spans a long history from the early 19th century, from the 1830s. It's a marvelous story there about the Lowell girls of the 1830s who organized and went on strike. And you will not see films about what they did, and you'll not see films about this rich history of labor struggles that took place in the United States. Because after all, the American system set up by the Constitution and the American political system and the Constitution of the United States, so revered and so celebrated, did not grant any economic rights to the American people. Did not grant the, we very often forget that the Constitution gives political rights but not economic rights. It gives, and even those political rights are circumscribed by the loss and the non-existence of economic rights. Because if you're not wealthy, your political rights are limited, even though they exist on paper in the Constitution. Freedom of speech is something that exists there. Yes, you have a political right to free speech, but how much free speech you have depends on how much money you have and what access to resources you have. But as far as economic rights, none of them in the Constitution. Here's the Declaration of Independence, the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And how can you have life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness if you don't have the right to food, to housing, to health care? And so working people all through American history have had to organize and struggle, go on strike, declare boycotts, face the police and the army and the National Guard, and some of those violent and dramatic scenes. They had to do it themselves in order to win the 8-hour day, in order to somewhat change their working conditions.